Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I want to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest, Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, since I've arrived in Los Angeles, California, there are very few people I can call friend. My guest today is a profound gentleman, and I actually met him through an ad on Craigslist. We met on Monday, March 14, 2011, and he invited me as a guest on his then show, The Red Viking Show. And then, since then, I've been a co-host on his project called The Electric Carnival 3 times. I know I had to have been doing something right to be invited back 3 times. And he's been there for me. Anytime I can call upon him for a favor, he has looked out, you know. In addition to that, he's also a prophet, because since he said that I am the future of late night, everybody's been jumping on the bandwagon saying that I am the future of late night. Ladies and gentlemen, a good friend of mine, a visionary, who is the founder and creative director of Temple of the Cave. He's a photographer, writer, performer, and he leads the creative direction of the temple. And he's here to talk to you about his new audio drop entertainment and the current release of Red Cult, Bounty Hunter. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together. Make some noise for my good friend, Eric Paul Erickson.
Thank you. Thank you, Motown.
Oh,
that's the best intro I've gotten in days.
So. It's well deserved, because my introduction to my show wouldn't be so great without you. Did you catch your voice on the intro?
I did. I heard the first one. I'm like, that sounds like me. And I heard a couple more, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to talk to him about that. I think we have some residual issues to discuss, my friend. No, I think that's great. I think it's awesome what you're doing. You're putting this together. I mean, that's what I like. I love having people around me who know what they want and they go after it. And, dude, that is who you are. So congrats on the show and everything. So.
Well, thank you. And we partly got Craigslist to thank for that. You know, as many bad situations Craigslist has put me in, this is definitely one that I'm proud of and I'm very, very thankful for. So thank you, Craigslist, and thank you, Eric, for just being a part of my quest.
Isn't Craigslist crazy like that? Because you either get, like, the best experiences of your life or you end up in a shallow grave in the woods. I mean, it's one end or the other. It's, you know, that Craigslist is, you know, I met you. I've been sent to Asia. I've gotten jobs. And I've also met people who tried to rob me and sell me Viagra. So, I mean, it's all over the place. But this went well. This went well. So
yes,
put it
indeed.
On the good side.
Yes, indeed. And it's growing well. It's growing well. I don't know if I can find the words to describe what your temple is like. It is so immaculate. It's huge. The Bat Cave has nothing on the Temple of the Cave, without a doubt, because you got a little bit of everything. Every time I go in there, it's like I see something new, and you've got so many different departments. Can you please describe the Temple of the Cave for everybody who's listening and what it's
all right,
about?
One way we describe it is you remember Andy Warhol, right? You know, the soup cans and all that. Sometimes we say that the Temple of the Cave is like Andy Warhol's The Factory without all the sex and drugs. So what it is it's a creative studio. We do multimedia work. We do photography, books, audio work, video, whatever floats our boat. But we have a specific style that we've developed and a way of going after things. And it plays all across all of our work, whether it's the photo work, and I know we've done some work with you.
Mm-hmm.
We've done you know, books and video work that we've done, and then obviously, like you said, our audio work, our new audio drops programs that we're really proud of that are hitting the market in January. So we're just a couple weeks ahead of that. So
Yes. But before we get into the audio drops, because it's so interesting and there's so much potential to it, pop art, or is it pinup art, excuse me, seems to be something that pops out, you know, when I look at your profiles. You have a strong following with that, or what's the history behind your pinup art?
Well, we started doing pinup art about 3 years ago, and the reason we started doing it is we were looking around. There was this kind of a resurgence of interest in it. It happens every few years, but we were looking at the people who were doing pinup art, and they were just taking pictures of pretty girls and saying, "Look, pinups." And we were like, "Okay, well, we all like to look at pictures of pretty people, but there's a style, you know, and you have to pay homage to the classic pinups of the 30s and 40s and the 50s. So we started doing work where we really tried to bring out that almost animated look, that painted look that you used to get in the heyday. And it created a whole line that we started doing. We called them Neo Pinups. We put out a book. We got a lot of people very interested in it and really enjoyed the style that we did because it wasn't like anybody else. Mm-hmm. And we've done quite well with those. We've done very, very well. And they're unique. You've seen them. You know, they're a little different.
Yeah, they are. So for somebody who's never been exposed to pinup art before, what are they looking for to identify pinup art? Is it the texture or the coloring? What are the key things they're looking for?
I think the two things that really differentiate true pinup art from just pretty girls, the first of all is the style. There's a look to it where it looks a little almost unreal. It looks a little too good to be true. It's the perfection, you know, or something that just jumps out and is different than anything you've seen. The other thing that's really important that we try and do is personality. If you look at the great pinup girls or the great pinup art, they jumped off the page. There was light in the eyes and there was something going on. You grabbed the moment. You have to make sure that you grab that. You may shoot 200 shots, but you've got to get that one where the eyes are lit up and it's the perfect pose and they have that little grin and that little mischievous look. You got to get that. You got to bring the life out of the photo. Otherwise, it's just, you know, a snapshot you took of your girlfriend or something. You know, you got to go a little bit further, Motown. You know how it is. Everybody draws a line. They're like, "I'm happy with this line." You got to pole vault over that line and see how much further you can go and go, "You know what? I'm going to drag all society with me. We're going to be much, much better." That's how I look at it.
Very well said. I love that. So pinup art is mainly for women. Do men do pinup art?
They can do it. We don't do it, but I'm not, you know, if there's a guy out there who wants to do pinup art and it's his dream, I'm not going to take it away from him.
I got you.
But, you know, it's not something that we do. We have done what we called comic art, where we'll put a man in the photo. Like we had one where there was a guy, we had kind of a busty teacher, you might say, to stay politically correct.
Okay.
And we had a guy in the picture dressed up like a schoolboy, and he was kind of like, "Oh, you know, this is horrible." So we use them for comic effects, but not really for any kind of sexual or, you know, sensual kind of part of it. So you gotta go after what you know, and I know and love women, so I'm gonna make them look as pretty as I can. What can I say?
Very well said. And I'm very glad you cleared that up for my audience, and not only my audience, for me, because actually in September, if I'm not mistaken, you did a photo shoot for me. And I went around saying, "Hey, check out this photo shoot that Eric Paul Erickson did for me. It's a pinup art photo of me." So I guess I was describing it wrong. It's not a pinup art photo.
You are many things, Motown, but I don't know if you're a pinup. I just don't know if you are.
But with that being said, I'm correcting myself right now. It was an excellent photo shoot. And for those of y'all that don't know, you know, I've spent some time as a photographer myself while in Florida. I've kind of retired that side of me. But being a photographer, I know an excellent photographer when I see one, when I meet one, when I see his work. And Eric does excellent work. So not to do a shameless plug, so you can see the picture I'm talking about. If you go to my blog, you know, the very front picture of me with my Iron Man pose. That's Eric's work, well lit, well put together. I get compliments about that all the time. Matter of fact, I want to give the photo you took of me a round of applause.
That was a fun shoot.
It was
fun because we were trying to do that pose, but we wanted to do it and make it your own, you know,
yeah,
and that was,
yeah.
I think we did that. So that was kind
yeah,
of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you. It ushered in my second year of my quest very well. And I love it. It gives me a fierce feeling because I'm always smiling. But this, people look at this like, yo, this guy's serious. He's about to punch out Leno, you know. So thank you.
Well, you know, I'm more of a Letterman guy anyway, so I won't. I don't have a problem with that. But
no problem.
I'm gonna get sued for that one.
But without a doubt, thank you for that, and thank you for educating me on the pinup art. But I want to talk about your new audio drop series. This is fantastic. This is the main course of this conversation. Temple Immersive Audio. You got some projects in development. You got something that's on release right now. Just usher me in with the whole understanding of what's going on.
Well, what we came up with is a lot of the people that work at Temple have, believe it or not, a background in radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoyed doing, you know, you were on the Electric Carnival, you were on Red Viking, we enjoyed doing that. We have a podcast we still do called From the Lab, where we showcase new music. So we do a lot of that. But we wanted to get into drama, and we started looking at what's out there. And one of the there's a major thing that's out there right now are audiobooks, where, you know, 5, 6, 7 hours, and you listen to the book, which is great, you know, if you're driving cross country or something like that. And then some companies have taken that another notch, and they start adding actors, and they started adding music and sound effects, which it got even better. But you're still 5, 6 hours, you still got a narrator, you're still basically listening to a book with a little oomph. Well, we said, not everybody has 5 or 6 hours to drive cross country. A lot of us are stuck, you know, on the subway, or a lot of us are stuck on the bus, or in our cars, or we go to the gym and we have our 30 minutes. So we developed what we call audio drops, and they're full audio entertainment, but they're only 10 to 15 minutes long. And in that entire time, you get a full story, beginning, middle, end. You get closure at the end of the story, full sound effects, full cast, full original composed music. And it's a chance to just take yourself away for 10 or 15 minutes with great effects, great story, and the whole thing. So we're developing a line of audio drops. And the first one that we have available, which you can download for a limited time for free is good, is called Red Cult Bounty Hunter. And you can download it at plug time, templeimmersiveaudio.com. And it's a Western. It's about a 15-minute Western. It tells the story of Red Cult, who's a former general during the Civil War. And now he rides the West as a bounty hunter, trying to just keep his life together, pretty much. So that's what we're working on. We got a great whole slate. We got Red Colts out. We have a show called Suicide Squad, which I believe someone we all know and love did a cameo in. Would that be you, Moto?
That is me.
it's actually Suicide Squad. The first episode takes place during the invasion of Normandy, on the beaches of Normandy. So... you've got a full audio recreation of this enormous battle that took place, and full sound effects and everything.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I'm not trying to blow up your head with what I'm about to tell you, but when you were breaking this all down for me initially last week, and I'm like, man, what is the IQ? What is your IQ level like? Because, I mean, it is so meticulous in terms of time zone and area and detail and characters. I'm like, man, you're very well read and intelligent to even put something like this together. So I'm just excited to see how it just continues to evolve, because the potential is all there.
Yeah. Well, if you're a comic book fan, or even if you're not, you know, if you grew up in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, you remember, you know, DC Comics, Marvel Comics became famous for these huge crossover events that they would do. You know, you had Secret Wars, Final Crisis, all of the, you know, different things where they would take characters from different stories and they would interact in a larger arcing story. And while our audio drops, we have the story of Red Cult, we have the story of Suicide Squad, we have Superhero Show, we have all these different ones we're working on. We're working towards something we call the Time Thief, which is going to be a huge crossover event in the spring, where we're going to take the characters from every episode and they're going to cross over into other stories, if one story will you'll tell the story, but then if you go follow it up in another episode, you'll get even more information, and then it'll lead to the conclusion. And the great thing, like you said, is Red Colt takes place in the 1870s. Suicide Squad takes place in the 1940s. Guardian of the Universe takes place currently in 2011, 2012. But we're going to take all of these stories, and they're all going to cross over. Something that happened in the 1800s affects something that happens in the future and back and across. And it's huge. It's a huge undertaking. I've never seen anything like this on this level. I mean, it's like the Avengers done in audio times 100. It's we're really proud of it. Very excited to see how it all comes together.
Yeah,
and I'm actually really happy that you took part in it, because I think it's great. You play a black tank officer during World War II, and you really nailed it, man. You really did a good job.
Did I really do good? Or are you just saying that because you're on my show?
You really did really well. It has nothing to do with the show. No, you did. You did really well, and I picked you specifically. I actually wrote that part, you know, based around you a little bit, because you've got this natural effervescent energy, and it is impossible to shut you down. And I wrote the character just kind of, I wanted this soldier that was like, you know what, I'm on the battlefield, but I'm doing the best I can. I got to have a positive attitude, and man, you just got it. You ran with it. You did a great job. So,
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. I mean, you know, every time I'm in your studio, I always got to take pictures, and you took a few pictures of me in your voiceover box, and there was at least one person in particular was really impressed by seeing me, like, man, your resume is off the chain, you know, and you've done everything since you've been in Hollywood, and truthfully speaking, that was a upgrade to my energy, just finding a new component of my energy and using it in a different way. You know, I've done a little bit of everything on camera, but there was no cameras there. It was just a microphone and a script, and I had to bring it all out of me. So it really helped me develop another component of my energy, and I love it, and I love it. I really appreciate it.
It's different because, like, the way we're doing our audio is – it's a little different. If you listen to a lot of, you know, you go back to the classic, you know, remember the Lone, you don't remember, we weren't born, but the Lone Ranger shows or Shadow shows or something. And mm-hmm. if you even listen to the audio that's out there today, a lot of it's very what we call representational acting. And the layman's term for that is, remember, you must pay the rent. I can't pay the rent. It's very melodramatic.
Uh-huh.
And what we're trying to do is make it a little bit more real. I compare it to, like, movies from the 70s sometimes. Our stuff is like an Easy Rider or Midnight Cowboy. We want to get the way people really talk. We want to get the emotions real, not huge strokes like a melodramatic movie. But look, you can have quiet moments in audio and affect people. We're actually working on, I'm really proud of this one. It's going to be out in about 2 weeks. It's called The Soccer Mom, and it's part of our Murder Incorporated series, which started from a comic book that we're licensing and doing some of the stories from. But this is a story about a soccer mom who's been arrested, and you don't know why, but the entire story is her relating her tale of how she ended up here. Mm. And it's the quiet moments, and it's when she breaks down and tells her story. In contrast to Red Colt, which you just listened to, which is big, and you've got shootings, and you've got, you know, Western activity, or World War II, where you've got bombs and Nazis and machine guns. Sometimes it's big. Sometimes it's quiet. Sometimes we want something that's going to make us get adventurous. Sometimes we want something that's going to quiet us down and just let us listen to a story. So we're mm-hmm. trying to appeal to all different senses, all different styles, all different tastes. It's really exciting. I mean, we're getting so much great feedback. People are like, we've never heard anything like this before. It's a whole new genre. We've got people in the entertainment industry who are interested. We're talking to people about how to maybe tag this on with a film. So, like, sometimes when you watch a television show, they have the webisodes that you watch to get extra information on the show, or a side story or a prologue. We're looking into doing that with some already established characters. You know, can't say who, but, you know, it's putting it together. And it's really exciting because it's not a new technology, but it's a new way of approaching it. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, too, as you said a little while ago, you said, you know, what kind of IQ do you have to have and all that. We don't dumb it down for our audience. Mm-hmm. You know what certain things sound like. You know what goes through certain people's minds. And because these are shorter entertainment, we don't have the time to spend 10 minutes you know, developing a character. You know he's a bad guy. We're going to let you know he's a bad guy, and off to the races. The story, you know, that's how the story goes.
Yes.
We're really excited about
it,
as you can tell. I mean, just I could go for an hour.
Yes. I'm excited with you because the potential is there. I see this a part of Comic-Con and so many different festivals, and it's just going to grow and it's just going to expand. So you said a key word that brought something to my attention. You said it's not a new technology, but it's a new way of approaching. You used the word new twice. Now, we both, you're telling me about the excitement, and I feel the excitement, and everyone else feel the excitement. But of course, you know, you're going to need some type of sponsorship support and things like that. How are, like, sponsors approaching your project right now because it's new? I'm sure they're, like, they're probably patient because it's new.
Yeah, it's interesting because since we have the first Red Colts out there, and it's like when someone makes their first movie or something, they're all like, well, that was great, but let's see how his second one is. What's happening is we're getting a lot of feedback, and everybody's like, we love Red Cult. It was amazing. It took us to a new place. It just totally was immersive. What's next? We want to see what you're going to follow up with this to make sure it wasn't just a one-shot wonder. Mm-hmm. And I played for you the opening 2 minutes of Suicide Squadron when you were at the studio the other day. You got to listen to the first 2 minutes of An Invasion of Normandy. But you also listened to Red Cult, right? You told me that you got a chance to listen to that.
Yes.
Do you, after listening to both of them, do you think the Suicide Squad raises the bar a little bit more? Do you think that it's...
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, can you really quickly, so it's not just me, can you tell your audience, what you heard when I played that for you, just really quickly?
The Suicide Squad?
Yeah, when I played the intro for you,
Man, you took me back in time. I heard grenades and tanks and soldiers running, ducking for cover. I mean, I started to duck myself. Like, is somebody shooting at me? No.
Exactly. So
took me there.
Yeah. So we're talking to mostly tech people, like headphone companies and distribution company places, people like that. And we're trying to find ways to get this out to the people. We wanted to listen to it with a good set of headphones so they can enjoy the story, so they can enjoy the sound effects. And when I said, it's not a new technology. We've had people doing audio entertainment as long as we've been able to record sound. We've told stories. But when I say it's a new way of approaching it, we're trying to tell better stories. We're trying to tell edgier stories. We're trying to also present it in such a way where when you put those headphones on for 10, 15 minutes, you are taken away, and afterwards you have experienced something completely different. It's like a 3D movie, but in your head. How else can you explain it? It's some people aren't going to like it. Some people have to have photos. They're the same people that are pictures. They're the same people that can't go to a foreign film because they don't want to read the subtitles. But for some people, if you're sitting on a train for 30 minutes and you just want to go somewhere else, we can take you somewhere else for 30 minutes. Hopefully you won't get pickpocketed while you're on the subway. But we can present that. And we've got interesting tales. We've got we have one coming up I'm really, really proud of. I think it's just going to blow people's minds. Is we have one called City Hall we're working on, which is basically, it takes place in Chicago in the 1920s, the week before the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. It's like The Untouchables meets Deadwood. So you've got the tale of Elliot Ness, Al Capone, Bugs Moran, the mayor, all of these people, fighting. But at the same time, it's presented in such a way like Deadwood was, with the language and the characters and the interactions and the motivations. It's like a soap opera. It's just, we're really proud of the way, and it's all based in history. And it's just laying out this incredible story, this layered tale, and that'll be coming up in February. Really proud of that. And it's just, people are so skeptical at first. You tell them, hey, we're doing this, and they're like, oh, I've heard that before. And I'm like, just take 10 minutes. Put your headphones on for 10 minutes, actually 13 minutes, but put your headphones on and give it a chance. And almost every single time people, they take off their headphones, their eyes are as big as silver dollars, and they're like, that was not what I was expecting. Wow. And that's a great, as a creative, that's so cool. You know, it's yes, I'd love to make $1 million. Yes, I'd love to be winning awards, but nothing beats that look when you just created someone and they were affected by it. Done.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Your day's over at that point. You can't do any better. But yeah. Then you do because you have to.
Listen, that is so great. I mean, you know what? Everything you're saying, I think it's important for society, what you're doing. Why? Because people don't use their imaginations anymore. And these mm-hmm. audio drops give people an opportunity to tap into that and remove the cobwebs from their imagination that they don't use, you know?
Absolutely.
And that's why I really like, you know, what you're creating, because you have no choice but to just visualize and be there if you pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right?
And another thing, too, is we wanted to get people's faces out of their smartphones.
Yeah.
People are, you know, video's great, and it's awesome that you can watch YouTube and anything that you want to on your phone now, but how many uh-huh. times has somebody walked into somebody or walked in? We had a woman who walked off a train station when I lived in Chicago, got hit by a train because she was paying attention to her phone too much.
No.
So part of it is, let's get people's faces up out of their phones. You can have a heads-up entertainment session. You can walk around and see where you're going and still be entertained, you know?
Yeah.
It's new. People fear change sometimes, but it's like, try it. You'll like it.
Exactly.
It's like cereal. Mikey, you'll like it. You will.
Listen, I think I got a new idea for 2012 for your audio drop entertainment. You ready for it?
Oh, okay. Okay.
The Late Night Crusader. Watch out now. The Late Night Crusader. It's about a gentleman who wears a suit, and he goes and defeats all the other late night talk show hosts who are tormenting people through their television sets. Boom.
I think it would work. I'm not quite sure who that person would be, though. I'm not quite sure. We would have to do a large casting session. You could do it. We could do like a sitcom with you. You could maybe we could do an audio sitcom where like you have like a wacky neighbor, and you know, you have a job you don't really like and a boss that, you know, we could set up the whole thing. It could be like Motown's Neighborhood. It could sell. I'd watch
it. Make it sell. I love it. And the
Napoleon Dynamite can get his own cartoon on Fox. Motown can get his own audio sitcom. I mean, really.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I love it. Eric, we're almost out of time. Please use this opportunity to mention your website again, how they can find out about what you're doing and get that free sample, limited time only.
Sure. Please visit to get your Red Colt episode, Red Colt, Bounty Hunter, The Girl. You visit templeimmersiveaudio.com, or you can go to our portal site, templeofthecave.com, which will lead you to everything that we're working on, photo, audio, video, books. Just come in and check out what it's all about, templeofthecave.com.
Fantastic. Well, and again, can you give us a little preview or a mention of the projects that's to look forward to in 2012?
Oh, absolutely. Just in January alone, we'll be releasing the first episode of Suicide Squad, featuring a cameo by Motown Maurice.
That's me.
We'll also be releasing the first episode of Murder, Inc. called The Soccer Mom, starring a very talented actress named Elizabeth Moore. We'll also be featuring a new one featuring an actor named Tom Nagle, who many people may recognize from Asylum Pictures or from the Sci-Fi Channel. He's got a number of films on there that he's starred in, including Dead Matter and Pirates of Treasure Island. So he's working with us. I mean, it's just going to erupt, Motown. It's going to be, hopefully, by March, we should be churning out 2 or 3 episodes a week.
Fantastic.
And we've also got our large form, Lieutenant Liberty, on Kickstarter. Check that out. I'm just templeofthecave.com, man. That's where it's all at.
templeofthecave.com. Eric, this has been a pleasure, and I really mean it when I said it in the intro, like, very few people I can call friend, and you're definitely one, if not the only person I can call friend in LA. You've been there. You've looked out for me. You're on my side, definitely. If anybody believes that I'm going to be the future of late night, it's definitely you. And I really appreciate it.
I'll tell you, man, anytime I have a bad day, I go to your blog site. I'm like, if Motown can be up motivated and positive, I can get on with my day. So I totally.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. And you, of all people, you know, hand in hand, some of the trials I go through. So
yeah.
Without a doubt. So, Eric, we're about to close out, but it's something about when you say it that I believe it more than anybody else. So I'm going to ask you this one particular question. Can you handle another question?
Yeah, my brain's not completely gone, so let's go. What do you got, buddy?
Eric Paul Erickson, who's the future of late night television?
Oh, there's only one future. He's Motown Maurice.
Ladies and gentlemen, my co-host or my announcer for the Motown Maurice Show when it relaunches, my man, Eric Paul Erickson, thank you so much. You are the man. I really appreciate it. I wish you the best in all that you do with your project. Thank you very much for making me a part of it. That's history in the
making. Thanks, Motown.
Oh, thank you, Eric. Thank you very much. You take care now.
All right.
Later. Ladies and gentlemen, was that fantastic or what? Eric Paul Erickson, my man, the visionary, the genius, creative genius himself, is doing things. Make sure you check out his new audio drop entertainment, Temple Immersive Audio, templeimmersiveaudio.com. It's really an exciting series that you got to listen to. Put your cell phones down and just listen. Put your iPhones down and just listen and open up your imaginations to new experiences. Give it a try, and I promise you won't regret it. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, I was Eric Paul Erickson. Thank you for listening to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. I'm about to sign out, and make sure you check out my website, The Quest of a Late Night Talk Show Host, MotownMaurice.com, and you can see that wonderful picture in the front taken by Eric Paul Erickson himself. Take care. Be blessed. Later.